Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 53. Is it really possible to prove anything by the Bible? The statement, "you can prove anything by the Bible," is usually made because of one or two reasons. First, it may be because one does not believe in God. If such a person claims to believe in Him, his estimate of God is so carnal and fleshly that he views His presence, His wisdom and power as being lower than that of a man. The belief that you can prove anything by the Bible, which is God's inspired word, is a faith which seeks to discredit God's authority, His holiness, His divinity. No human would be held reputable, upstanding, and without reproach if it were said of him and his word, "You can prove just anything by that man's word." Such a statement about the Bible seeks to ridicule it as a worthless book, depicting it with no reliable proof to substantiate truth concerning the body, life, and soul. Such belief is often formulated because of a lack of Bible study. Secondly, this may be propagated by one who wants to misuse the Bible as a liberal license to practice anything he desires, both physically and spiritually. This low view of the Bible would not be held, nor liberal practice performed, if each passage of the Bible were read, studied, and examined within its own context and setting. When one asks in all honesty and sincerity, "Can I really find any proof from the Bible?" the answer is yes. The word "prove" means to show to be true by examination or testing. It also means to show to be capable and dependable. Therefore, when the subjects of life and godliness are under consideration, it's not of one can prove anything, any way of life to be capable and dependable, but rather a matter of proving from the Bible everything that pertains to life and godliness. Peter, by the Holy Spirit, stated in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, that God's divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. There are two very challenging things in this passage of Scripture. The first is, He hath given unto us all things, not just anything, nor some things, but all things that pertain to life and godliness. The second important thing is that all these things come through the knowledge of Him. This is why Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Therefore, it is imperative to study and to find in the Bible all the things that God has given that pertain to life and godliness, and then to practice those things. One will then have a capable, dependable life. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, ask the church at Corinth to examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. The process of examining and proving one's faith must be by the inspired Word of God. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. What do you believe about salvation, baptism, the Lord's Supper, giving, the kind of music in Christian worship, daily living, and seeking the lost? Go to the Bible, and let it examine and prove or test your belief. Before you begin your search from the Bible, for all things that pertain to life and godliness, for that which will give knowledge of God and prove your faith, you must rid yourself of the idea that you can prove just anything by the Bible. The truth of God's book must be examined with a good and honest heart, rather than with an attitude of prejudice and ridicule. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. May you be that man of God, that thoroughly furnished person. May you be a God-blessed person by and through the Word of God, the Bible.
The message heard was